Saudi Arabia's top religious officials decided there is no place for Pokemon Go in the Arab Kingdom. The officials made their ruling in a fatwa, or a finding of Islamic law. The General Secretariat of the Council of Senior Religious Scholars said Pokemon is not consistent with Islamic law, according to Reuters. The news agency reported that the religious leaders said Pokemon promotes the theory of natural evolution. Pokemon Go is a popular game in many places around the world. It lets players evolve their captured Pokemon characters. That means players can make the characters bigger and stronger by using points they earn by playing the game. The Saudi religious ruling was a renewal of a 2001 fatwa against the Pokemon card game. Pokemon Go uses Google Maps and a smartphone. The Pokemon characters can be collected using a phone's camera, map, and location tracker. Pokemon Go has been a big hit in the United States and other countries. But not everyone likes it. In Indonesia, officials banned people from playing the Pokemon Go game at the presidential palace. "This is the office of the president, not a playground," said a palace spokesman. That comment was reported by the Associated Press. Also in Indonesia, police briefly held a French citizen after he walked onto a military base while hunting for Pokemon characters. The website GeekWire reported that Boeing banned employees from using Pokemon Go at work. GeekWire reported that a Boeing employee got a little too excited playing Pokemon Go and was almost injured. Company spokesman Charles Bickers told VOA, "The company has banned employees from walking and using a mobile device at the same time on Boeing property. That has been a rule at Boeing since 2014, he said. "The rule is designed to avoid distractions that can lead to people falling," Bickers said. The company has also banned employees from downloading third-party apps onto company mobile devices. He said, "The buzz around Pokemon has let Boeing talk to our employees and reinforce our strong safety focus. I'm Jill Robbins."